Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, November 30th, 2020. Hour number two. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, America's worst mayor ever, Bill de Blasio, makes a sudden course reversal, says New York City schools will be reopening for in-person learning on December 7th. Good Lord. Number two, Burgess Owens, a conservative black man on his way to Congress to represent Utah's 4th Congressional District, says the Freedom Force will be fighting back against the likes of AOC and the Socialist Squad. And number one, President Trump comes out swinging when it comes to the election. His first big conversation interview since Election Day. He is with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business. He puts a lot out there. And I'll get to all of that, but first, a couple of big announcements this hour. First from Moderna. Moderna announcing just moments ago that they will be asking the FDA to green light its coronavirus vaccine. More big news. Moderna, one of the leaders in the race for a coronavirus vaccine, announced it would file Monday today for regulatory clearance, a critical milestone that brings the United States a step closer to having two coronavirus vaccines before the end of the year, as promised by President Donald Trump. Moderna's vaccine was 94.5% effective at preventing illness in a 30,000-person clinical trial, the company said. Performance that exceeds expectations and is on par with the best childhood vaccines. All 30 cases of severe COVID-19, the illness caused by the virus, were in a group that received the placebo, not the actual vaccine. Meanwhile, in election news, this is critical and this is big news. Dominion servers have crashed, causing delays in Georgia's Fulton County of a recount there. The latest report indicates that about 88% of the ballots in the state's largest county had been counted before the server crash. Telling a local news outlet that a newly purchased Dominion Voting System mobile server crashed. That delayed the state's third recount of the presidential election, and technicians from the company have, quote, been dispatched to resolve the issue. Of course, we have full faith in Dominion to do it right and make sure there's no issue with voting. Complete transparency, right? You have complete confidence in that. Of course you do. I have none. Joe Biden leads in the Peach State by about 12,500 votes, according to the unofficial vote tallies. The president expressing a lot of frustration over what's going on in Georgia and elsewhere with the election. During that conversation with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Fox, his first extensive interview since Election Day. I want to jump to bite number six, talking about what people believe about the election. Bite number six. Go.
But you have people that get it, but people are afraid to speak out. So it is the power of the media. There's no question about it. But with all that power, we won the race. This was corruption because we got far more votes than him. We got 74 million votes. He did not get anywhere near 80. And that's 74 before they throw away, you know, they threw away ballots. They threw away many Trump ballots. That's the easiest way they could cheat. But we got 74 million votes. He didn't get anywhere close to 80 million votes.
And as we look at, I'm still looking at the updates here from Georgia. The president also saying the Department of Justice and the FBI missing in action. You'd think that they would be here, but they're not. Look, when a voter votes on a Dominion machine, they'll fill out a ballot on a touchscreen. They're given a printed copy, which they can give to a local election official for safekeeping. If any electronic interference had taken place, the tally reported would not match the printed ballots. So says a spokesman for the Dominion Voting Systems. However, how many of those companies take and re-vote? You're basically saying we do a touchscreen, then we hand in the paper ballot. You're counting both? I don't believe that. I don't believe you're counting both. They give that paper ballot to somebody for safekeeping. These numbers are never going to match, ever. They're never going to reconcile, ever. The Dominion system was rejected in Texas and Canada. Canadian company, they won't even use the Dominion systems in Canada. Did you know that? Canada does not use Dominion, even though it's a Canadian company. Think about that. Let that percolate for just a moment. Let that sit in just a little bit. Then you've got allegations of vote buying in places like the Indian reservations in Nevada and elsewhere. There's now proof of that. They put it out on Twitter, they did, showing voters with gift cards. The Nevada Native Vote Project tweeted out images of people getting gift cards because they had turned in their ballots. By the way, using any incentive, financial, gift cards, prizes, anything like that to motivate somebody to vote, strictly illegal. Strictly illegal. It's called buying votes in America. It's not legal. Happened in Nevada, though. They put out proof of it on their own site. You've got irregularities all over this country when it came to this election, which tomorrow will be 4 weeks. The president has not conceded the election to Joe Biden at this point. Joe Biden, by the way, seeking medical treatment, if you missed that in hour number one, injured while playing with his dog Major, a German Shepherd. One report says he twisted his ankle playing with the dog. Another said he had an accidental fall. It needed an orthopedist to see him over the weekend. Joe Biden is so frail that he was injured playing with his dog to an extent that he had to go to the hospital and see an orthopedic specialist. This is what we're dealing with. This is us today. This is America. A president so frail he can't play with his dog without having to see the doctor. Does that concern you? Because if it doesn't, it should. Meanwhile, speaking of Moderna and the new vaccine, I want to go to Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey because this is an important and very telling comment. He's praising. Now that the election's over, some Democrats are telling the truth, like Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, and praising the president of the United States. Listen to this exchange from yesterday. Bite number one from Phil Murphy. Bite one, go.
We now have phase three data on three vaccines, three more vaccines in active study. Five therapeutics now are authorized or approved by the FDA to help people suffering from COVID. So much is already here. So much is on the way.
So do you, Governor, give credit to the Trump administration for where we are on that front?
I do, period. I was on privately with Vice President Pence just before Thanksgiving and said so. We're on calls regularly with the White House. We've got one tomorrow. In addition to Secretary Azar, you've got the likes of Tony Fauci, General Gus Perna, New Jersey's own, who's overseeing the distribution, Stephen Hahn, others. I also give the private sector players a lot of credit, and I give decades of investment in public health a lot of credit.
But there you have it. The public-private partnerships pulled together by President Donald Trump, delivering when America needed it most. And yes, we're doing better today than our counterparts in France and Germany and the UK and all across Europe. We're doing better today in America than they are as far as cases, bad outcomes. Oh, and by the way, we've got not one vaccine, but two, soon to have three. Monday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.